you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 15th, 2023. Today's topic and music are dedicated to small groups and to some friends that were part of a small group about 20 to 30 years ago. But shout-outs to Dave and Lisa Dunn, John Jennings, Jeff and Sue Roloff, Larry and Priscilla Knox, Tim and Ruth Mininger, Ken and Mary Rowe, and the beloved Kathleen Jennings and Kathy Ann Stein, who are now with the Lord. May the music and thoughts encourage you to be a part of a small group that allows God to foster close relationships and community as you make friends and share with one another. Here's Friends by Michael W. Smith, followed by Circle of Friends by Point of Grace.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. I can't believe the hopes he's granted. Mean the chapter in your life is through, but we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong.
Hard to let you go in
That was Circle of Friends by Point of Grace, and before that, Friends by Michael W. Smith. Favorite songs of many 20 to 40 years ago. My emphasis today is on small groups, as this past Saturday, John Jennings and I drove to Missouri to meet at Dave and Lisa Dunn's home, as we had a reunion of sorts of many of the small group members, and it was as if we just picked up right where we left off about 20 years ago. We had met for many years and established such close relationships that our 5 or 6 hours together was just not enough, as we broke bread together, shared food, storytelling, lots of laughter, and also many heartfelt updates on life, heartache, loss, and the various circumstances we're involved in. And that's why I'd like to share this song by Michael Card titled Come Lift Up My Sorrow. As we know, you can always go to the Lord Jesus with your heartache and hurts and disappointments, but God has also provided that small group setting as an ideal way to care for each other, participate in focused prayer, and a small group fosters that atmosphere for openness. Here's Michael Card, Come Lift Up My Sorrow.
If you are wounded, if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, have fallen. And if you are weak, then come find the worth of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your shame there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. He has not stuttered, he has not lied. When he said, come unto me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to his heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. In this most holy place, he's made a sacred space for those who will enter and trust to cry out to him. And you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow, offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him. Worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. Come worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too.
That was Michael Card, Come Lift Up My Sorrow, a powerful song and message that I trust God may have used in your heart today. You can take each and everything to Jesus. He loves you, and He cares for you. As mentioned in my opening remarks, this past Saturday I had such a delightful time with a small group that met for a number of years that ended about 20 years ago, and we had a little reunion and had such a delightful time sharing, hearing updates on everyone, and being a source of encouragement as we laughed and cried and celebrated all that God's doing in our lives. So here's a song by the Gaither Vocal Band, Precious Memories, as I hope if you're not in a small group, you'll allow today's program to be that catalyst, that conviction, maybe that calling for you to approach your pastor and say, hey, I want to start a small group, or find some neighbors or friends or colleagues and begin meeting up on a regular basis. Here's Precious Memories.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfolds.
Listening friend, the music and the comments have been all about small groups. I hope if you're not in one, you'll entertain the idea, you'll pray about it, you'll seek the Lord, and find some people to meet up with on a regular basis. I'll close out with a classic song by Ella Fitzgerald, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. May this be a blessing to you and a reminder that there are people that love you, and I send out thanks and appreciation to the small group that I was blessed to be a part of for many years. Lisa Dunn, you are a hostess extraordinaire, and you and Dave have that gift of hospitality that blesses us all. May God be with you till we meet again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
God be with you till we meet again.